Let's take a look at the future value exercises worksheet. Now, these problems are going to be on the exam, so please don't wait until the exam to go, oh my goodness, I have to learn how to do these. I'll do it while I'm taking the exam. Enough said. All right, so let's read together. Now, you're going to need the future value exercises worksheet, plus you're going to need the future value tables. Now, whether you print them out or have them on your screen, I wish you would print them out because you're going to refer to them often and you're going to do some calculations, right? You're not just looking at the answer key. I hope. That's the problem with teaching online. I can't watch you doing this. In the face-to-face class, we do this together, and we do have a rollicking good time because we use silly names and say things that are funny, I think, for some people. So let's take a look. Your grandaunt, number one, Isabel Ringing, just recently passed away and left you, her favorite grandniece or grandnephew, $10,000. Oh boy! She always told you how important it was to save money for a rainy day. Resisting the urge to blow the entire amount on durable and non-durable consumer items, you put the money into a savings account that earns 5% over 10 years. How much will you have at the end of 10 years? Is this enough for a car or a down payment on a house? Well, in the presentation, we discussed the future value calculations. And we say that we can use these formulas that are at the top of the page, but boy, you know, they're a little tricky and they use exponents, so it's scary, especially for the math phobics. So what we have are these wonderful future value tables. Did you get the future value table out? Do you have it? If you look at the future value table, you'll see that there are two of them. One at the top of the page called Future Value of a Dollar Lump Sum Principle at Compound Rate of Return. And the bottom of the page, Future Value of Series of Deposits of a Dollar at Compound Rate of Return. So what's the difference? Well, it's very simple. If we have a single payment, a lump sum principal, a one-time payment, they all mean the same things, then we're going to use the top table. We're going to use the formula on the left-hand side. We're just going to use the future value tables. But that's the future value tables do the formula for you. If we have a series of payments, a series of deposits, a stream of investments, we use the bottom table. And that's the scarier looking formula on the right hand side of the worksheet, which we don't use, we use the table. So, you understand? If you see that there is a single payment, use the top table. If there's a series of payments, multiple payments, a stream of investments, use the bottom table. Okay, so in number one, we received a $10,000 payment just once. We didn't have it every year. And so we're going to use the top table. We're going to use the future value of a dollar lump sum principal one-time payment. And what were the parameters? Do you remember? Read the exercise. 5% over 10 years. And so it's very simple. You go across the 5% and down to 10 years. Now, if you want to, you can go down 10 years and across 5%. It's up to you. And what you will see is a number. Can you identify that number? I can. I went across the 5% on the top table, the lump sum principal table, and went down 10 years and received 1.629. Now, that's called the future value multiplier. You don't have to remember the name, but that's what it's called. And what we do is we multiply our $10,000 lump sum principal times the future value multiplier of 1.629. And we get $16,290 after 10 years. So the future value of $10,000 if we receive 5% for 10 years is $16,290. Do you understand that? If not, you need to contact me or just do it a couple times because it's actually not that difficult once you've done them enough times. And so is that enough for a car? Yeah, you know, not a particularly fancy car, but you could buy actually a new car and a very nice used car for that. Is it enough for a down payment on a house? Well, if you're a first-time home buyer in the South Bay, looking for a condo, small condo, yeah, you can do it. You can do it. They want to talk to you. Now, they'd rather you have more, but hey, you can do it. Okay, so that was a lump sum payment. Do it again. Do it again. Make sure you can do it. And now we're ready for number two. Bend over is the bend. You see what you're missing in the face-to-face class? We get the students to say these and everybody snickers and guffaws. Bend over is 30 years old. This year he plans to start putting $5,000 per year into a Roth IRA. Oh, what's a Roth IRA? Well, it's a type of retirement account that we'll learn about in this class. And you should have one eventually, if not sooner. And he will continue to do this until age 60, a total of 30 years. At 10% annually, how much will Ben have in his Roth IRA? Now, is this a single payment? Or is this a multiple payment? Right, it's multiple payments. So we're going to use the bottom table. Now let's ask ourselves, is $5,000 realistic for Ben? Well, yeah, as a matter of fact, he's been doing it for the last 5 years. Because most people don't put $5,000 per year away. What they do is they put $400 a month away. Because if you divide 5,000 by 12 months in a year, it's a little over $400. $416.66. A little over $400. And he's already been doing this, but he hasn't been giving it to himself. He hasn't been paying himself first. No, he's been paying Ford Motor Credit Corporation when he bought that sport utility land barge at age 25. Right, he's been making those payments. And do they tell you you're putting away $5,000 into Ford Motor? No, look at these payments, only $495.96 for the rest of your life because you're never going to get into it. No, I'm sorry. Calm down. Yeah, so Ben decided, you know what? This sport utility land barge is paid off. I'm going to start paying myself first. Now, how much will he have invested over 30 years? Well, that's pretty straightforward. If you put $5,000 away for 30 years, that's $150,000. Now, that sounds like a lot of money to you and me, right? That sounds like a lot of money. And it is, but not over 30 years. In fact, for many of you, you're going to spend far more than $150,000 on your cars, especially if you want a big money waster, a break my wallet car, beautiful Mexican women, BMW, yeah, if you want a BMW car or one of those other expensive cars, you're going to spend a whole lot more than $150,000 over 30 years. Well, how much is the future value of $5,000 per year for 30 years at 10%? So, we run on over to the table. You got the table there? Right. Now, which table are you going to use? The top one? No, that's for a single payment. This is a yearly payment. I know he pays it monthly, but the table is yearly, so you got to remember that we're doing things yearly always. They have monthly tables, but they're a lot bigger. So, he's going to do that for 30 years. So, for 10%, you go over to 10%. Down to 30 years, or down to 30 years, over 10%. And do you see the number? I hope so. 164.494. Do you see that? Yes, you do, right? I hope so. Okay. If not, stop the tape. Stop the audio. file and find it. I'll be waiting back. I'll be waiting here when you come back. 164,494. So we multiply the $5,000 yearly investment times the 164,494, and you get $822,470. Pretty amazing. Almost $1 million. You see, aren't you glad you took Business 121 Financial Planning and Money Management? Instead of thinking you have to go on a stupid game show to become a millionaire, you can do it by simply paying yourself first, starting at an early age, and getting a decent return on your investment. And I hear some of you saying, well, who's going to get 10? We're going to get 10%. Well, relax. In the presentation, I show you some investments that have done better than 10% over 50 years. Indeed. And when we get to investments, we'll look at some more of them. But you're going to take risks, right? It's not a straight line. I don't want to get involved right now, but investments, we will later on. And hopefully some of you will take introduction to investments too, because that's even cooler. But yes, as lucky members of the great American economic machine, you have the opportunity to become very wealthy over the next 30, 40 years, unless the world ends, in which case all bets are off. Okay, so we took $150,000 over 30 years and turned it into $822,000. Let's take a look at number three. I leaned forward. Ben's cousin is 20 years old. She puts $5,000 into a Roth IRA until age 30. Only 10 years. And then she stops. She stops making contributions. So let's see. She did that for 10 years. That's 10 times $5,000 or $50,000. With the same 10% annual rate, how much will she have at age 60? Hint. You'll need both future value tables. Why? Because it's actually two problems, right? Ben is saving $5,000 for 30 years, $150,000. While Eileen is only saving $5,000 for 10 years, Ben is sure that he will have much more money than Eileen. Is he right? Yeah, right. Okay. Well, how are we going to do this? Well, remember, she starts at age 20 and she goes until age 30. So she does this for 10 years. That's a stream of investments. So we get the same 10% rate of return. You go into the table and you go across, which table do you use, right? It's a stream. You use the bottom one, right? That's the trickiest part. Which table do I use? If you zig when you should have zagged, you use the wrong table. But this is a stream of investments. So we go across 10%, and we go down to 10 years, and we get 15.937. Is that what you got? 15.937? Make sure that's what you get. And you multiply the $5,000 that she put in every year, well, about $400 a month, and you get $79,685. Now, not bad, right? Age 30, she's got in her Roth IRA almost $80,000. What can she do with it? Well, that's a pretty nice down payment on a really nice house. She can go around the world two or three times. She can go to Tibet and seek her perfect master. No, she decides to just sit on it. She, for whatever reason, she stops making contributions. And so after 10 years, the stream of investments has become $79,685. Now she stops and waits for 30 years. So you see, it is now a lump sum principal. It is now a single payment of $79,685. And she's going to let it sit for 30 years at 10%. So now which table do we use? We use the top table. Go across again to the same 10%, but now go down to 30 years, and you see 17.449. Now make sure you do this too. Make sure you're not just letting me do it. I already know how to do it, right? So you multiply that $79,685 times 17.449 and you get an astounding number, $1,390,423.57. Almost $1.4 million. $500,000 more than Ben. What happened? Well, if you go back and look at those formulas at the top of the page, you'll see that the exponent is time. And what do we know about exponential growth? It gets big, bigger and bigger, and time is the exponent. So even though Ben put $150,000 in comparison to Eileen's $50,000, Eileen had 10 more years of compounded growth. Aha, indeed. Pretty impressive, isn't it? Yes, it is. Now, number four. Do you really, let's stop before we get to number four. Is it realistic for somebody 20 years old to put $400 a month away? Well, not normally, especially if they're still in school, but if they're in the military, it certainly is. And you talk to people who get out of the military and say, yeah, I never put any money into my TSP. And you say, woo, why didn't you? But you try to be nice and say, well, it's time to get started. You're still young. But what I want to let you know is that one of your compadres, a gentleman from the South Bay, at age 14, made a goal for himself to buy a home. You see, it's a rather interesting story, and there are two links on my homepage for that. Maybe I'll put them, I'll sneak them in somewhere else too. Maybe in chapter one, I'll have to think about that. And at age 14, he and his four siblings were separated into foster care. He made a goal for himself that he would buy a home so that they could all live together again. 10 years later, at age 24, he bought a house in Nestor. Now, you know where Nestor? Yes, you do. You know where I-5 and Palm Avenue, Coronado are. It's on the way to Imperial Beach by those drive-in theaters there. He bought a home, and he and his two brothers live there. The two sisters got married and have their own families. And the three brothers live together, but nobody does the dishes. So don't think that just because you're young, if you are young listening to this, that you can't set phenomenal goals for yourself, right? Indeed. So read those articles from the San Diego Useless Tribune about the gentleman who started at age 14 saving for a down payment on a home. Now, number four, do we really need that much money? And the answer is no, as long as we start early and are patient. Neil Down, their friend is 18 years old. He's already a Starbucks addict. Do you know any Starbucks addicts? He stops by there at least once a day, sometimes twice. Ben and Eileen are trying to get him to give up his habit and place the money into a Roth IRA. If he puts just $2 per day, $60 per month, into the same Roth IRA earning 10%, how much will he have at age 68? 50 years. What if he saves $5 per day, $150 per month? Well, let's see. Does he get the regular $2 coffee, or does he get the $5 Frappuccino with the 30-weight oil? Yeah, he gets the Frappuccino, whatever it's called. He gets the $5, $6 one. You know, they really should now call it $6 or $10, I don't know. Do you think the folks at Starbucks have taken business one, two? Yes, they understand compound growth. Yes, they do. And they want you to be their stream of investments. And that's why they try to get you hooked on that drug called caffeine. So, let's say he puts $5 per day, $150 per month, that's $1,800 per year. Remember, the tables are annual, so we've got to annualize. Even if we put the money in per day or per month, We have to turn it into an annual payment. So it's a series of payments. I hope you figured that out by now. If not, you need to go back and do the first three again and over. You're going to do these over again anyway, and there's a practice one you're going to do. So we go across to 10% and down to 50 years. Yeah. And that's 1163.909. Do you see that? 10% rate of return for 50 years, 1163.909. So $1,800 a year times 1163.909 is, what? $2,095,036.20? Wait a minute. How much is $1,800 per year over 50 years? Well, if you multiply that out, it's $90,000. It's what some people now pay for a car. Over 50 years, $90,000 can become $2 million? Yeah, if you're patient, if you invest prudently with an eye toward compounded growth, you have the opportunity as lucky members of the great American economic machine to become very wealthy. Mm-hmm. So I want you to do these over again. And number five says try them with some other rates of return. We use 10%, but try them for 5 or 12. 12? Well, yeah. Look at the presentation and you'll see some investments that have been doing 12% or more over 50 years. Yes. So they're out there, folks. And we're going to learn about investments later on in the semester. And as I said, if you want to join in, there's still time, right? I hope for you, some of you, to take Business 123, find an introduction to investments. You can take both classes at the same time. Yeah, I know. It's my favorite part of the both classes is the investment portion. So I'm anxious to get there. But no, we've got a lot of other groundwork to go through. So remember that all shall be revealed. Do these over again. There's a practice worksheet with the answer keys. If you purchase the book at the end of the chapter, there are several problems. You can ignore the present value, as we say in the presentation. Just ignore the present value. We use that in the introduction to investments class. It's far more useful when we get into valuations of investments. But we want you to understand the future value of money, and we want you to start investing. Now, don't have to do it right now. Don't have to jump out there. Pionis is like, I got to start right now. No, you got time, especially if you're young. So wait until at least the end of the semester when we've covered investments in more detail. And, of course, contact me. I can talk about investments far longer than most any reasonable person would ever want to listen. So, do we have your attention, dear students? Do you want to be rich someday? Yes, I hope so. I hope so. I hope so. I hope so. Do these over again, and no, they're going to be on the exam. See ya. Oh, by the way, these are not the assignment. The assignment is goal setting, but you don't have to turn this worksheet in, but they will be on the exam. See ya.